Today, our guest is Charles Bradsky, Transportation Projects Manager for the Northwestern Indiana Regional Planning Commission, or NERPCE. Charles, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Lori.
Glad to have you here. So tell our listeners, what is NERPCE and what do you do there?
Well, NERPCE stands for the Northwestern Indiana Regional Planning Commission, and it's a metropolitan planning organization or a regional council of governments that advocates for proper planning for what's best for our region.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say our region, I'm talking about Lake Porter and LaPorte County.
Sure.
We consist of representatives from all of the communities and the counties in the region. And we also act as a designated recipient for local transportation funding from the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Mm-hmm.
But we also strive to generate meaningful dialogue and cooperation on issues of common concerns for our region.
Mm-hmm.
So as my role as the Transportation Projects Manager, I manage, along with a committee of local officials, the short-term program of transportation projects and transit funding within the region that will be occurring within the next 4 to 6 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a big job. And I know you're working on the next transportation improvement program for federal funds for our local communities. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about that program?
Yes, as I mentioned, NERPCE acts as a designated recipient for certain highway funding. So every 2 years, we are required to publish a transportation improvement program, or TIP. So this program must follow our long-range plan that we put out.
Mm-hmm.
And items in our TIP are projects that are going to be occurring within the next 5 years. They include funding for infrastructure projects and transit. So projects such as multi-use trails, intersection improvements, road reconstruction, and transit buses.
Mm-hmm.
We also have helped fund many heavily polluted municipal vehicles to switch over to cleaner burning fuel,
mm-hmm.
therefore keeping the air cleaner in Northwest Indiana and saving money for the local communities.
Well, you know, that's right up our alley, and we appreciate the work that you do there. Do you have some specific examples of some of the projects funded in this program in the region?
Sure, Lori. There's several examples. Michigan Avenue and Indianapolis Boulevard intersection in Hammond is a good example. Just about any of the multi-use trails in the region.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some great trails. 109th Avenue in Crown Point, with all the work that's been going on there.
Mm-hmm.
Willow Creek and Central Avenue reconstruction in Portage. Roundabouts at Campbell and Lincoln Way in Valparaiso. Coming up, we have roundabouts at Mississippi and 79th in Maryville.
Mm-hmm.
And all of these projects help the quality of life in Northwest Indiana by reducing congestion and improving air quality. So we are also helping Valparaiso Transit expand their Chicago Dash service when we get beyond this COVID pandemic.
Sure. Well, I know some people love roundabouts and other ones aren't big fans or they find them confusing. Can you explain a little bit more about how they do help with congestion and air quality?
Well, with a roundabout, traffic never really stops.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have, with the traffic signals, you don't have to worry about long queues of traffic building up. And like I said, the traffic never stops.
Sure.
Also, you never have to worry about lighting for mm-hmm. the signal or power, the signal's going out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when the power goes out, the signals, if someone hits a pole or something like that,
sure,
then you've got a big, it's a big cluster of what are we doing? Everybody's wondering what's going on. So
mm-hmm.
with the roundabout, everybody keeps moving, and therefore you don't see the big queues and sitting cars and sitting trucks.
Sure.
Just idling.
Sure. Makes tons of sense. And I know you were mentioning some of the public transit projects as well. And I know that public transit helps with congestion and air quality. Can you tell our listeners a little bit more about how that works?
Well, yes. Most of the newer buses that
mm-hmm.
are out there are all on are all burning cleaner diesel, diesel fuels, as well as over in La Porte, their buses run on propane.
Right.
So those are some cleaner fuels that we don't have the big, heavily polluted old diesel engines that we think of when we see someone driving by us.
Sure. So, Charles, why should the average citizen care about these planning initiatives? What does it mean for them as taxpayers?
Well, what it means is that we help your town, city, or county fund local projects that help make Northwest Indiana more livable, mm-hmm. more inviting, easier to get around, and more importantly, safer.
Sure.
We're all residents of Northwest Indiana. We want to improve the quality of living as well as the air quality in our region.
Absolutely.
We also, because of where we are situated near Chicago, we have air quality issues. We've mm-hmm. all had smog days. We remember back way back in when we were smaller kids mm-hmm. that there were days, not too long ago actually, that there was air quality action day.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we had some last year,
mm-hmm.
it seems. But those are the days that they say that you should stay inside. Well, with cleaner fuels, then we aren't having as many ozone action days as we have in the past.
Sure. Charles, how can our listeners learn more about these and other projects taking place at NERPC?
Well, our website is the perfect place. It's www.nirpc.org. If you go there, you'll see that our TIF is out for public comment right now, and it will be for until April 8th. I believe everyone should have the opportunity to get in there and review it and make any comments. If there's something you see that you like, great. If there's something you have a question about, that's great too. Let me know. If there's something you really oppose, also let us know. We want to be as all-inclusive as possible. And if you have some comments, like I said, that's great. Feel free to send them to myself, as it's listed in our website. And again, that website is www.nirpc.org.
Great. And that will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Charles Bradsky, Transportation Projects Manager for the Northwestern Indiana Regional Planning Commission, or NERPC. Green Fleet Radio airs 3 times each Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm Lori Cagle, filling in for your host, Carl Lissick. Thank you for joining us, and as Carl says, remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.